Hi, I'm Mona. I am a sex and love addict. Thank you, Sheila, for asking me to come and speak. I don't think I've ever been to this meeting before. It was really cool to hear how it works. I don't know if I go to any meetings where they read that. But I love that section about if you want what we have and you are willing to go to any lengths to get it, then whatever it says, this can help you. And I find myself referencing that a lot. The idea of being willing to go to any lengths. They have that saying, it's not for people who need it, it's for people who want it. Because as we know, probably everybody needs this program. But only the truly desperate I think, those are the only ones it's going to work for. People who are willing to do anything. And when I first came here, so the topic of the meeting is spirituality, and I didn't want spirituality. I didn't come here for spirituality. I had no interest in spirituality, religion, God, forget it. I hated hearing the word God. But I was desperate and I didn't know where else to go. I really didn't believe that this was going to work. I thought I was too broken. I thought, maybe it's going to work for you guys. It's not going to work for me. But like I said, I was out of options. I didn't know where else to go. So I thought, I'm just going to keep coming back here and see what this is about. And I liked that I heard that God didn't have to be, the old guy with the white beard sitting on a cloud. It could be whatever you want it to be. And that was really the only thing. That's what allowed me to keep coming back, was knowing that it could be whatever I wanted. And I've had some crazy concepts of a higher power over the years. In the beginning, it was just I didn't want to believe in a higher power, but I had to admit that something had kept me alive. And particularly, there was an incident when I was like maybe 16, and I wanted to kill myself. And I remember hearing, like, not a voice, but like hearing something in my head that said, it won't always be like this. And I don't know where that came from. It didn't come from me, but that's why I didn't kill myself. The idea that it won't always be like this. And so when I first came into 12 step, that's what I remembered, that memory. And I thought, well, maybe that was God, whatever God is. And that was all I had to work with in the beginning, was just like there was some voice in my head. And so one of my first sort of concepts of a higher power was Jiminy Cricket. And Jiminy Cricket is Pinocchio's conscience, right? Like tells him right from wrong and what to do. And I thought, okay, well, I have a conscience. It tells me right from wrong and what not to do. I don't listen to it. But Jiminy Cricket's still there for Pinocchio. Like this is how I like made it make sense to myself in the beginning. And I've had like just silly, equally silly concepts over the years. Then it was the character of Lisa from Weird Science. And like, if anybody knows this movie, I know I'm dating myself, but like, she wants what's best for them. Like, she really does want what's best for them. But if they don't listen to her, she's gonna fill their house with crazy mutant bikers to get their attention, And I thought that's what my higher power has done in my life. I don't listen, and I end up with a house full of crazy mutant bikers, metaphorically. Like things just go haywire, things fall apart. If I'm not listening to, that conscience, that voice, that higher self, whatever it is. Oh my gosh, that went by so fast. Okay. wow. So, you know, I was willing to go to any lengths. So I got a sponsor and I started working these steps, and you know, it wasn't fun. Like, it was not a fun process. They were all really hard. And my recovery was not linear. You know, it took me a long time to get some long-term sobriety. But I kept coming back and I kept doing the work and I stayed accountable. I told my sponsor everything, even when I slipped. Gradually things started to get better. You know, I got more and more comfortable with the idea of higher power and the idea that, like, I don't have to explain it to anybody. You know, now I don't really have like I don't have a pop culture figure that I picture, you know, like I don't have a specific definition of what my higher power is. It's, you know, it's something inside of me. It's something bigger than me. It's, you know, I use the word God, just because it's simple. It's like a simple shorthand and everybody knows what you're talking about. But it's not really, you know, it's my own version. I think it's so important to me to stress that, like, it can be whatever you want it to be. Cause I know a lot of people get scared off. Sorry. Sorry, timer, can you clarify how much time I have left?
Yes, my apologies. I thought you meant 10-minute warning. So you had 10 minutes left when I gave that.
Oh.
Speaking to 10, my apologies. So you still got a solid 9 minutes.
Okay.
I'll let you roll for another extra minute. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. I thought, man, that was the fastest 10 minutes ever. Okay, so I still have a lot of time left. So let me just give a quick what it was like, what happened, what it's like now, because we did read How It Works, and that's what it says in How It Works of, you know, what we do, what we share. I came into recovery a little over 10 years ago. My first program was Al-Anon, which was at the suggestion of a therapist. My second marriage was imploding, and I was like losing my mind. It was a really toxic, abusive situation. And there was a lot of psychological abuse where I really kind of lost my grip on reality. And I was desperate. I didn't know about SLA, but I started working Al-Anon. And eventually I got out of that relationship. It took me a few months to kind of extricate myself from that relationship. Immediately got into another relationship because I am a sex and love addict and that's what I do. And I thought if I got into a relationship with someone who was a complete opposite of my ex, my history had always been really enmeshed relationships, like where it's just the two of us against the world, and you know, and I'm cut off from all my friends, all my family. And it's just like the two of us just crawl into a cave together and just like suck each other dry, until one is dead and the other one staggers out to do it again with somebody else. So I thought, I had found someone who wouldn't do that, wouldn't enmesh with me. But I know, I understand now that that person was just super avoidant. And in my past relationships, I feel like I had been kind of the more avoidant person. So I didn't know what it was. I didn't know to look out for it. But I found myself going crazy in that relationship because I wasn't getting the validation that I felt like I desperately needed, from this person. And at that point I'd been in Al-Anon for like a year, and that was when I found SLAA. I read the 12 characteristics online and I just was like, check, 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 check. This is me. I went to a meeting and immediately felt at home. You know, I didn't have that experience. Like, I know a lot of people talk about coming in and being like, I don't belong here. I'm not like you guys. I don't want to do this. I don't need to be here. I was like, no, I need to be here. This is me 100%. This has been my whole entire life. I absolutely need to be here. And like I said, it was not linear. And I feel like I can't really talk about my recovery without also talking about anorexia. And for anybody who's new in this program and you might not know what we're talking about when we say anorexia, they say that, you know, like anorexics are starving themselves of food, but in sex and love addiction, anorexics are starving themselves of intimacy. And that can be sexual intimacy, social intimacy, or emotional intimacy. And I discovered that I was extremely socially and emotionally anorexic. And that really all my acting out behavior was just a way to like mask that and a way to sort of like hide all of that behind another person. You know, I'll just attach myself to this other person and then I'll just go everywhere attached to them. And I don't have to like really show up as myself. I don't have to put myself out there. Nobody has to get to know me. And so when I came into SLAA and I gave up dating and relationships in the beginning, I was just confronted head on with that anorexia, with like how small my life was. It was really scary that my life got smaller in this program before it started to get bigger. And that was, again, if not for that desperation, if not for that willingness to go to any lengths, I would have quit because that was just terrifying. Like I came in here to get a bigger life, not a smaller life. But I just felt like this was the last option. Like if this didn't work, nothing was going to work. So I just kept coming back and eventually my life did expand. And, I've joked before that my recovery is what happened while I was busy complaining that it wasn't working. And that's really been the experience that I've had where I'm just like doing the work, you know, going to meetings, being of service, doing the step work. And then all of a sudden one day I just show up differently in the world and I don't usually realize it until after the fact, you know, until I'm like driving home and going, wow, I really handled that situation so differently. You know, whether it's like not acting out, not, intriguing with someone inappropriate, or if it's not acting in on my anorexia, you know, if it's like going to a party and actually talking to people, you know, and I'm always, you know, I'll be driving home and I'll be like, wow, it's like, I didn't even have to try. And that's the thing that's like the hardest to wrap my brain around, but like, you know, it's really not my will. Like I cannot recover through my own will. I cannot change my own behavior myself. I have tried and tried and tried and tried. I cannot change my behavior myself. It gets changed for me while I'm busy doing the work and complaining that it's not working. I guess, you know, that's faith. I feel like the idea of faith is so cringy, but it's whatever it is that I just kept coming back. Is that the timer?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, great. you know, and I'm not done. I've been in this program now like 9.5 years, and I'm not done. There continue to be more layers of the onion, as they say. You know, I was just joking with a sponsee the other day, like, I'm sick of growing. I'm sick of it. It sucks. It's painful. Like, enough growing. But you know, the truth is that I don't ever want to stop growing, you know. It's just challenging. But I'm really grateful for this program, and I'm really grateful for all of you. I'm grateful to be asked to speak here. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Mona.